random question.
It was 2021, for what it's worth. The Titans were the one seed.
There you go.
Random question today brought to you by Kansas City Urology Care at KCUC. You see the best in KC. Visit kcurology.com today. So for you, Gold, you, Drew, text line 913-586-7965. Of course, we're back up. YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and Facebook. A little hiccup earlier. We're all squared away. So you can watch all three shows over on the streams. Subscribe on YouTube. Pops to the top of your feed. That way you don't miss any of the action over here. Simple question today that comes up over a holiday weekend, because this happens anytime you get a little free time. What is the worst favor to be asked? So, of all of the many available choices, babysitting, moving, picking up at the airport, the variety of options available to you, of all the favors that you do not like being asked, very simply, what is the worst one to be asked? I'll have to count on you for the text line answers there as well. Wow. But yeah, favor. Which one do you dislike the least?
Well, so I know a lot of people would say, so my friend was, if you ever get asked to babysit? No.
Okay.
No. That one I wouldn't mind as much. But I was going to say, the popular one I'm sure we're about to see on the text line is anybody that has a truck.
Moving.
Like if I had the F-150 years and years ago, I would be asked to help move people probably, because you have a truck. My buddy has had a truck his entire life.
And you've made him move.
And so I know, that's the answer for a lot of people, I'm guessing. I'm trying to think right
over
now.
Over on like, the text or over on Twitch, yeah. Why not says money. Any borrowing of money?
I have just a firm fly. Like there has to be a specific circumstance. In general, you should it depends on who are you borrowing the money for. Like friends, unless we're talking
a few
bucks.
Money? If I needed $200, would you loan it to me?
For you, because I know where you're at every single day.
You can't really
you're right here every single day. That's what I'm saying. It really matters. Is it a friend that you see all the time, or is it a friend you see once every 6 months that you don't think you're ever going to get the money?
Ask for money,
right?
If it's somebody
that's what I'm saying.
Months.
It has to be a close friend or somebody that you work with directly. In general, I always think, like, having a friend loan you money is a situation you don't want to ever get in anyway, because it can ruin a relationship, right? Like, to me, you don't want to ask a friend for money and stuff, because it's
really
sour
one.
A relationship.
It's a tough one, man. Yeah. That's a really tough one. What's your answer, Drew?
I would say that, I mean, I think I'm moved to the borrow money thing. I've been in that situation. I've also been in the position where I feel terrible, because like if you go to a concert or whatever and you realize, you know, we're going to go out to eat afterwards, and you go out to eat and it's like, I don't, you know, can I borrow, you know, kind
it's
of
tight. Yeah.
It's the worst thing to be asked, I think, but also it's very embarrassing, I think, to be in the position of asking.
I actually, weirdly enough,
favor of.
Yeah. It's like, it's been a long time, but there's certainly time like in my early 20s where you're like, man, I need like $100 or something, you
sure.
know, mm-hmm. that, you know, like, and mostly at that point, you're just going to family, right. Or, you know, like a parent. Or people that, like, you're still embarrassed to ask, but you know that, like, that word's not getting out on the street.
Yeah.
You start, you know, like, a little bit harder, at least on that. I actually don't mind, like, I don't want to loan money, but I don't usually feel quite as bad about it. But it's all just circumstance. How flush am I? You know, when you ask is probably dependent on whether or not I feel that bad about it. Happens to be a good moment where everything's riding high and the money's good. I got to loan you a little bit of cash. But I loan money explicitly under the rule of, I have to assume I will never, ever, ever see this money again. If Gold says, hey, I need to borrow
$200. You're telling yourself that from the jump.
I am telling myself that if I give Gold this $200, that is money I have to assume I'm never getting back. Like, I'd like to get it back, and it'd be cool if I did.
But right here's
the
thing.
But I go under the assumption of that money's gone.
So I hear that. Again, this is why I think, unless there's really, really in a bind, I just don't think you should loan money to a friend to begin with. Because then, all of a sudden, your relationship can be very awkward, because you know that person owes you money. Some other ones on the text line, 913-586-7965. Someone says, hands down, the answer is moving. I have an annual talk with my core group of friends to explain to them that I won't ask them to help me move ever. Mm. I don't want them asking me. Someone else says, when Carrington asks me every day to tell one friend about his show is something that they don't like doing.
I think time and place is part of this too.
Someone says, would you let Drew borrow $50 to sell his couch?
I would have let him borrow $50 to sell his couch if it needed. I wouldn't want him to get ripped off, though. Somebody said, asking you to cover for them for a lie. Hey, if my wife asks, we were together on Saturday night. Anybody want that favor?
No.
That's a favor, but that's a pressure-packed favor.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's your buddy, Gold, or it's my friend, That's a tough one to be like, no, I won't cover for you.
Traditionally, I know this because I think I know my bounds. If somebody says, hey, can you keep a secret? I'm not the person probably to ask that because I do a very poor job. Sometimes I'll let the secret out without even realizing it.
I will say
I don't mean to, but I'm not very good at being asked to keep secrets.
I'll say one that doesn't apply now, but used to really be one that I hated in the favor asking department was cover your shift. So they're like, you work at a restaurant. It's a horrifying favor to have to ask. But being asked it is the worst feeling when you work at a restaurant.
It's kind of like the money.
Hey, man, I can't work on Friday night. Can you come in and bartend for me? Like, I don't want to do that. And I don't know, like, Gold, when you were, like, at Best Buy or you worked at the Sporting, like, at those places, I imagine all kinds of shift covering needs. When it comes to, like, big box places like that. Drew, you ever had, like, have you had a job where that required? Your wife probably runs into that now because she works at a restaurant.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. In the restaurant industry, it's, hey, I can't make it. Can you cover? Or it's the thing that I think probably would bother you more, Cody, now that you mention it, is I think she's annoyed when she's asked to cover a shift, but it's not from the person whose shift she's covering. It's from somebody else. Like, hey, can you cover this person's shift? They told me they're not going to be here. It's like, excuse me, have them tell me that they're not able to cover
favor,
the shift.
The favor. That's I'm never telling
that's
you.
That's ridiculous.
The secondary person, yes.
From the 816, someone says, do my wife always ask the favor? Would you do me a favor and steam clean the floors this weekend? That's what
steam clean the floors. That's a very specific favor. Yeah, I like
that. Ride from the airport, a few people are saying. Like,
man, it's Uber. You can't be asking. Depending on the time. If it is after 10 p.m., you cannot be asking me for a ride for the airport. You just got to get an Uber.
This is one of those, for a friend, Uber, family member, it's different. Like, I've picked my mom up from the airport at 10:30 at night before.
Family member asked me.
That's different. But a friend, you're Ubering. So, like, you got to do an Uber. You know what I mean?
I think it's like a time.
Unless it's a friend that's...
Before 8 a.m., after 10 p.m., leave me out of this.
Now, the exception to that is... If it's a friend that's coming in town to see me, right? Or like is hanging out with our group of friends. Mm-hmm. Like if it's just like Cody's getting back in town and he needs a ride home, like, dude, take an Uber. But if it's, hey, a friend from another, like let's say, you know, I worked in another city. If someone from out of town was coming in to hang out during the weekend, I would be willing to pick them up from the airport more than I would just random friends coming back in town, place they live.
Yeah. I don't know, man. With the prevalent, like you can park at the airport. You can get an Uber.
Someone says agreeing to go in on a pallet of crap. Yeah, thanks, Cody.
I don't know if that was a favor. That was a scheme. Those are different.
I don't know if you guys are like this too, but whenever, like if my mom, I guess that while I was gone, was like, hey, can you do me a favor and go to the store because there was something that we were going to make food wise and we didn't have it. Mm-hmm. Anytime I hear, hey, can you do me a favor? I'm mentally preparing for
something
that I know is not that great. But I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Here's the difference. When somebody says, can you do me a favor? It is oftentimes small. It is oftentimes, hey, can I borrow a pencil? Can you pop by one thing for the store? They're asking for money. The sentence, can you do me a favor, doesn't even come out. The bigger ask,
can you do me a favor and loan me $500? That's not a favor.
Or
that's
can you do me a favor and help me pick up this thing from the truck? They just say, I got to pick up this couch. You know, like I don't feel like it often comes that way. Gold, you got the truck now. You helping? You
that's right.
Help somebody move yet?
I have not. Nobody's asked me yet. But like, if you know, I got the F-150 thanks to Shawnee Mission Ford. Yeah, I guess I could load up the pickup a little bit. Someone last one, and then we're gonna move on. Andy Reid's coming up around 1 o'clock. Someone says you shouldn't feel bad for saying no to favors. I ask my wife all the time for a certain favor. She always turns me down. And that is the random
that might be her answer
of the day here on Cody and Gold.